97.1 FM Talk Podcast. 97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Welcome back. I'm Kim St. Ange filling in for Mark. He returns tomorrow. Congress is in recess right now until the beginning of September, but one of the last things the Senate voted on was the child tax credit bill. They shot it down. The Senate Republicans, the majority of them, all except three, voted against it. Congressman Jason Smith is joining us now. Congressman, first of all, thanks for joining us. I know that you really worked with another one of the congressmen to put this together. Explain what this would have done.
You know, it's always great to be with you. The bill that passed out of the House with 357 votes to 71, 84% of the entire House of Representatives. These were pro-growth, pro-worker tax policies that supported families, and it also supported small businesses and manufacturers. It sharpened America's competitive advantage with China, and it boosted innovation right here at home. For example, there were some small business tax provisions in there that allowed businesses to expense all of their research and development immediately. That would help our economy by $70 billion. And then the bonus depreciation or the 100% expensing, this was something that was passed in Trump's tax cuts that expired back in 2021, that whenever you purchased a piece of machinery or something for your business, that you could write it all off on that tax year. Well, unfortunately, last year it phased out to 80% of the value. This year it will be 60. Next year it's 40. And we made that 100%. It just makes sense. If you purchase property for your business, the year you purchase it, you should be able to write all of it off instead of having to depreciate it out over 5 years. It also enhanced the child tax credit under Trump's tax cuts in 2017 because inflation's gone up over 20% since the Trump tax cuts, child tax credit was passed. And unfortunately, it got 48 votes to 44 over in the Senate. It got the majority, but it didn't get 60 votes. So, and unfortunately, over there, you have to have 60 votes.
So with the Senate voting this down, what's next?
You know, I would think that after the election, you'll probably see a lot of the Republican senators who voted against it that will now support it. Unfortunately, I think it died in the Senate strictly for political reasons and not actually policy reasons, which is very disappointing being a Republican myself.
Congressman, as chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, what is your concern level with the stock markets right now? The Nikkei had its worst day today since Black Monday in 1987.
We should be concerned, and this is what I've been trying to heighten for some time now. The economy is not as rosy as what Biden and Kamala Harris will try to make you believe. You just look at the numbers, all the indicators. It's not looking good. You just talk to the average American traveling when you're in Missouri. They'll tell you it's tough to put food on their table, clothes on their backs, and gasoline in their cars. And so the stock market has not been reflective of the true economy in America.
You know, Kamala Harris is potentially going to announce her VP pick today at the latest tomorrow, and I guess they're going to rally together tomorrow in Philadelphia. You see all these polls, and I don't really know how accurate they are. Some saying, oh, you know, Kamala Harris is polling better than Donald Trump now. I mean, how crucial is this VP pick going to be? Do you think it's going to win over these independent voters like they're claiming it will?
First off, I don't believe the polls that's out there. I believe it's mainstream media that's trying to create a fake optimism level for who was just a few weeks ago labeled as the most unpopular vice president in the history of the United States. And that was by other polls. And so what I'm saying is right now, if you talk to the people that I've been traveling, and I've been to over 30 states in the last 18 months, Donald Trump's doing well. He's going to win, but we cannot be complacent. We have to work hard. And the vice president pick is not going to have a major impact. What matters is who's at the top of the ticket, whether it's President Trump, who has proven to create the best economy in my lifetime, or Vice President Harris, who has been lockstep and key with Joe Biden creating a 20% inflation, the worst economy that we have seen in decades. The border, which she was in charge of, we've seen how reckless that's been. She visited the border one time. I guess she had to go to Europe first, but you've seen 10 million illegals cross the southern border since then.
Yeah, I mean, you see what's going on in the UK right now. People are livid with all the illegal immigration. I mean, I'm worried that's going to happen here because people are understandably angry. Our border is wide open.
That's exactly right. And you know what? Even in the UK, they have a sensible policy when it comes to work visas. If you get a work visa in the UK, you have to sign over that you will not receive any federal benefits, that you will carry your own health insurance, and you will not try to ever attempt a pathway to citizenship. That's in the UK, where even people are upset with what's happening over there.
Yep, absolutely. All right, Congressman Jason Smith, hey, thanks for your time this morning.
Always great to be with you all. Have a good week.
Yeah, there's just so many things you could talk about today. I mean, the stock market, I think, is one of the biggest stories because that affects so many people. What is going to happen? Are we moving toward a recession? Some say that's necessary, that you almost need to like rip the Band-Aid off and that's actually better in the long run. But it's going to affect a lot of people. So we'll have to see what happens. All right. When we come back, one of our favorite people, Tom Ackerman, he's joining us in the studio.
Yeah, we got to talk about that Cardinals series in Chicago. What happened?
The Mark Cox Morning Show
on 97.1 FM Talk. Get more at 971talk.com.